Milwaukee County's green space, some 15,000 acres of parks, is in varied states of decay. A 2009 audit found Milwaukee County parks facing $200 million in deferred maintenance, and the backlog of capital and maintenance needs now total $246 million.
This month, Milwaukee Magazine focused on what might be done to bring the luster back to the park system. Lake Effect Susan Benz talked with the authors of an article, Tom Tolan and Virginia Small, at one of the parks highlighted in their article, and Small begins by describing the spot she chose in Washington Park.
We're standing at the landing of the lagoon in Washington Park, just behind the band shell. And this is the main feature, in many ways, the natural feature of Washington Park, is this man-made lake. And so what we're looking at is a lot of cattails off to the left that have encroached over time. And also on the landing itself, it's not exactly well maintained. You know, there's a lot of.
I don't think even if to say exactly.
Okay.
Not maintained.
It's not maintained. And what I call it composting in place, because the leaves and the debris, natural debris, have just been gathering for, you know, possibly years.
So this is one of the spots that you talk about in your article, and we've got the spirit of Olmsted around us.
Exactly. And Tom, you had some thoughts about how this reminded you of other Olmsted gardens.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a Prospect Park in Brooklyn has a little landing like this, but it's not as encroached by these cattails. I guess are foreign invaders, I think we learned.
Yeah, they're invasive, and you know they're pretty, but they're taking over. And there's other water aquatic plants that, you know, are taking over the pond, and you know it's a matter of ecologically it needs to be restored in order for it to be healthy, but also as far as the intended use of a body of water like this.
So 30 years ago, a place like this and our other parks were in much better shape.
That's right. The Milwaukee County Parks 30, 35 years ago had about 1,200 employees, 1,100 employees, mm-hmm. And there's now 200. So they just can't possibly do the level of maintenance that was being done. It's just a fact.
And the budget keeps getting squeezed harder because the county is in a budget squeeze itself with worsening shared revenue from Madison and mounting pension and other retiree costs. The amount of tax money that goes into the parks has been decreasing, and it looks like it's going to continue to decrease.
There's other places maybe less well known that have great needs, community centers, places that the pavilions have great needs for restrooms and things like that, or upgrades to them. So there's a lot of need. They've currently estimated that it's about $240 million in capital needs alone that have been deferred. So that's a lot of needs. There's 158 parks. What has been done is that individual members of the community have been investing in becoming friends of individual parks and putting literally their sweat equity into improving those parks. Part of it, like the invasive weed problem, that's also a problem in the woodlands. And so people remove these weed trees and other garlic, mustard, things like that. There's crews doing this in many, many, many parks. So there's a lot of personal investment in maintaining the parks. There's also donations. There are also businesses who are becoming donors to various parks forming partnerships and all that. So there is a real concern about the parks and investment in them. It's just that the lion's share that's needed has to come from more than what donations can bring.
So beer gardens aren't the answer.
They're one answer, but they're not sufficient.
They help the situation, and for several reasons. One is bringing more people into the parks is a great thing. Having them used and enjoyed is just wonderful. Then making some money for the park system through that is also wonderful. So you can't have a beer garden in every park, and even if you could, I mean, is that the solution? For example, there's talk of putting a beer garden in Pere Marquette Park, which is on the Milwaukee River downtown, right next to like probably 100 bars within a couple of blocks. Is that realistic? Is that what we need? And to do that, they're talking about taking down some mature trees in one of the only wooded areas of downtown.
Pretty small place for a beer garden.
Aside from beer gardens and the role that volunteers play, are there any ideas floating out there? Are there other cities that are doing things that Milwaukee isn't that we can learn from?
Well, there's discussion of instituting a half-cent sales tax dedicated to funding parks, cultural institutions, and perhaps transit.
Is that an idea that has come up over time?
There was an advisory referendum passed in 2008, right, yes. Virginia? But 2008, of course, was the recession, and the legislature would have had to authorize the tax, and there was just no interest in doing that at that point. And now it's being discussed again. Tim Sheehy was interested in the idea. So, of course, Tim Sheehy is the president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. But the trouble with this idea of adding the half-cent sales tax is that the governor's against it 100%. And so I guess Sheehy told you, Virginia, that... You brought that up with him, and he said, we haven't got a proposal developed, and when we do, then we'll broach it with him.
Right. They are trying to make the case behind the scenes that this is important. Now, that includes people locally. It also includes other legislators. One representative, Evan Goyke, he is trying to reach out to his other representatives, including ones who are Republicans, and including in other parts of the state, because they may also want to have a sales tax or some other option for funding local initiatives. And right now, if they present something that's strictly for Milwaukee County, they think that the kind of anti-Milwaukee County sentiment would kill it. So this is a long-term game strategy, which I think is important. And one of the things I found in doing the research about the history of the parks is that long-term strategy has been the name of the game. That some of these things took a decade before, or even a couple of decades, before we ever got a park commission, before we ever bought any land specifically for parks. It was about 15 to 20 years,
right,
in the 1800s, in the mid 1800s to 1889, when they finally got it passed.
And then Whitnall put together the design for the parkways and the whole park system in 1923, right?
Right.
And a lot of that work didn't get done until the Depression, and they brought all those work teams out.
Right. So really what we've been going on is that there's been vision and a sense of mission, and then not a lot of money, but then over time, where there's a will, there's a way.
Where do you think the public fits into all this? Do you think it's ultimately the movers, the shakers, the visionaries who are going to pull this together or can pull it together?
I think it will take a lot of advocacy, and that advocacy can come from many sources. But I think it will be driven maybe by citizens because they care about these parks. They live in these parks, and they belong to all of us. So we are all responsible for them. The idea of stewardship is not that you turn it over to the administration of the parks or whatever, or the county. It's all of us. And so that's why people are out there pulling those weeds, because they know it belongs to all of us and they want to do something. But I think the advocacy, in order to get something passed, will have to be organized. But I think it will also come from the business community. I know that the chairman of the Parks Committee on the county board, Jason Haas, has said that he's very committed to that happening. So it would happen with a coalition building. It's not an easy situation to solve. It's really been going on for 30 years. The gradual decline of the funding.
So in doing the research and the history and talking with people, what are you left with? Hope? We're teetering here? Or what's your gut feeling on the future of our parks?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, by some measures, Milwaukee's the third poorest metro area in the country, and so resources are hard to come by. And the administration in Madison is not friendly to any kind of new tax revenue. So that's reason to be pessimistic. But the people that are working on this sales tax proposal are smart people, resourceful people, and perhaps they'll come up with a plan that will be hard to oppose.
I'm actually hopeful. I believe that Milwaukeeans really care about their parks and that they will do something to make sure that they endure. Now, that doesn't mean that things could get worse before they get better. But I do believe also that there's a sense nationally that parks are part of economic development. Now, this is one thing that you sometimes hear. They'll say, well, you know, it's not producing tax base, but all of the research shows that wherever there's a park, it improves the property values if it's maintained. If it goes into decline, then it can be a problem. But well-maintained parks increase property value. They attract people to an area. They have helped to repopulate Milwaukee County, according to some historians. They are also where things can happen. And so the Project for Public Spaces says that, you know, any public space that's well used will actually increase the economic activity in an area. So all of this is like, I interviewed Bob O'Neill, who's with the Grant Park Conservancy in Chicago, and he says green produces green, and that parks are economic development. So we kind of think here in Milwaukee, we're struggling like, well, should we do economic development or should we do parks? Well, in Chicago, they consider them one and the same. And that includes all types of parks, including neighborhood parks. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, is very behind improving neighborhood parks as a way of improving the city, the health, the well-being of people, solving crime issues. All of that can happen through good parks.
Tom Tolan and Virginia Small wrote No Picnic, an article on the future of Milwaukee County's park system. It's in this month's Milwaukee Magazine.